This is episode 107 on January 9th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other stuff. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski.
And podcasting is back.
Oh, don't you start. Don't you start. Freaking NPR does a freaking podcast and everybody's getting themselves wet over audio.
But it's back. Well, actually, we took a break.
By the way, congrats on doing an outdated joke.
Yeah.
Since that podcast is already ended.
Oh, how are you guys doing?
Apparently, we're back to normal.
Yeah. Did you guys have a good Christmas and New Year's? Start with you, Matt.
I did. Yes, it was good. It was more fun this year because my son is old enough to have toys that are actually fun for me to play with.
Yes.
Yes. That is actually – I'm in the same boat too, so that's pretty cool.
How about you, Mark?
Same thing. It was good holiday. Very, very calm New Year. While everybody was partying, my wife and I were able to finally relax, and she went to bed early, and I stayed up and played World of Warcraft.
Nice.
No, that actually is pretty cool. Usually, I'm photographing a wedding on New Year's, so you know, she's off doing that, and you know, my kids are off with a babysitter, and it's, yeah. So not having to go anywhere in the freezing cold was quite the treat. So yes, it was a good time.
That's good. Let's see here. Yeah, we, like I said, we spent 2 weeks in California. Got to see my family, which was awesome. It was like year and a half since I got to see them, and we went back and forth between the in-laws and my parents, and you know, they don't live very far apart, so it was action-packed. But the nice thing was we got to see you know, family, especially great grandparents for the kids.
California, I hear it's cold all the year long there.
Yeah.
How did you survive?
I don't know. It was like in the 50s and 60s. It was rough.
Poor bastard.
Yeah. I don't know anyone that'd be able to handle that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That had to be rough on your iPhone battery.
Oh, dude, I tell you what. Ever since I got this one and since I had changed out the other one, never had an issue.
Oh, you had to change out your iPhone while in California.
Yeah, I did. Actually, okay. So the week before I went to California, the microphone on the phone went kaput. And it was weird because it wasn't the microphone itself. I don't know how many microphones are on this camera.
18.
Yeah. on this camera, yeah, on this phone. But whenever I would use it as a straight phone, I heard static in my ear and nobody could hear me talking. But if I put the headphones in or put it on speakerphone, it was fine. So I knew I was going to be, you know, flying out to California, and there was no way I was going to be able to hit the one in Charlotte. So I made an appointment for the one in San Jose the day I arrived, and they took it and they said, yep, it's not working right. We're going to give you a new phone. So I ended up getting a new iPhone when I got out there. So, and then I had to put it all back together pretty much per se, but it's working great. I'm not having any issues with it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So the big question,
phone was that, the six or
yeah,
an older
six.
One? Wow.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like in the middle of a conversation I was having with a friend, the static just got louder and louder in my ear. And he was like, "Can you hear me?" And he couldn't. And he couldn't hear me, but I could hear him. But it was rough. But when I put it on speakerphone, we didn't have any issues.
I know. Some say that would be a feature.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I could have, you know, dealt with it, but it was, you know, it's a new phone. I'm paying for this sucker. And
they, Greg in our chat room says it must have been made on a Monday.
Yeah. Dang it. I got to go back to work. Pound on this one a couple times. That'll teach them. Yeah.
Well, that's in Shenzhen, China. So you have to put on a better accent.
Oh, yeah. I can't do that.
And if you did, you'd be racist.
Exactly.
Good. I was hoping we weren't going to go there.
Well, this is a good reminder that we are live on Alpha Geek Radio on Fridays. So if you'd like to listen to us record the show live, we usually start our preparations at 9 p.m. Eastern time, the time that, you know, no one's doing anything.
Right.
That's our only time to record. But you can listen live. Go to alphageekradio.com. We are on channel number 2. And you can also click on the chat room there. And you can participate. Yeah. I almost had it. So.
Yeah. So did you guys do any iPhone photography while you were on Christmas break?
I did, like, probably the most small amount allowed by law.
Yeah.
Which is very unfortunate, because I would really prefer to be doing much more iPhone photography, but that's just the way things are right now, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, the weather hasn't helped much. How is it over here in your neck of the woods?
It is cold. There's a lot of coldness and some snow. Wow. And it's just generally miserable.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's Ohio makes it, you know, that much worse.
I have a client that I'm friends with, a wedding client. I photographed her wedding. And I'm looking at her pictures, her vacation pictures with her husband right now, right? Yeah. She's on Facebook. And she says it's warmer over there than it is here. Oh, anybody gosh. Guess where she is?
Okay. And they just got married, or they're just on vacation?
They're just on vacation. They've been married for a while.
I would have to say they're in Colorado.
Lower.
Ooh. Oh, New Mexico.
Lower.
Mexico?
Lower.
Chile. She's in.
Lower.
Antarctica.
Yes.
Oh, my.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Now, on the surface, it sounds like it's a big deal, but it's actually their summer down there. So.
Right. But still, it's cold.
I mean, yeah, it's Antarctica. It's cold. But
it's beautiful in the summer there, though.
Yeah, it is. It's actually really cool.
I actually have no idea.
The photos that she's been having, she's been sharing, it's been pretty cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that, I tell you what, I want to go on a cruise to Alaska. I really want to go see Alaska.
If I had the money, I'd send you right now.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my family's going to be going to Norway and Sweden, I think, this summer. Oh, I'm jealous, but, you know, that would be a fun cruise to go see.
Yeah, I'm sure we do a lot of iPhone photography. Anyway, what else have you been doing, Matt? I'm sorry to interrupt. I brought us on a tangent there.
Yeah, you did.
What else have I been doing?
Yeah.
Well, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing worth talking about.
Perfect. How about you, Joe? How much photography did you get in California?
I did quite a bit. It was mainly, you know, Christmas stuff of the kids. And I was getting a lot with, like I said, great grandparents. My wife's grandparents are 89, and we actually had a really nice visit with her grandfather. He's in a home because he has Alzheimer's. But we had one day where he was, you know, happy to see everybody and had a really good time. So I videoed and took some pictures and got the kids interacting with him. And then my grandmother, she's 91, and she, you know, I tell her she has like 9-10 more years. She kind of rolls her eyes, but her mind is there, and you know, just getting
wait a minute, roll back there. You told her that she has about 9-10 years left.
Yeah, she'll be
way
like,
to be a downer.
Yeah, no, she's hoping for less. She's 91, so I'd put her at 100 or 101.
Kind of reminds me of that episode of The Golden Girls where somebody said that this is the first day of the rest of your life, and Estelle Getty is like, "Great, I have about I could live to be about 7."
Yeah, so I got, you know, pictures with my grandmother, and it was, you know, one of those trips that, you know, I tried to do as much as I could, getting video and getting pictures, because you know, I don't know when the next time I'll get to see them. You know, it's hard to say that, but it's reality. You know, yeah. We never know. And I hate to go on a trip like that and then come back and say, you know, I wish that I could have done this or done that. So it was a very good trip. We had a very good time.
Right on.
And yeah, no horrible sicknesses or anything like that. So, but yeah, that's what I did.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I got to do something that I've been dying to do for a while.
Ooh, I think I know what it is.
Shoot something into outer space.
I got another thing that I'd like to share.
Oh.
The first one is off the books. No, I'm kidding. I think I don't have the tech for that. The iPhones aren't that good.
Yeah.
I've been dying to use the moment lens to photograph a wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Here's where it falls apart now. So I was photographing a wedding on a few days after, what's that holiday? New Year's.
Yeah.
It was that weekend, and I decided to actually try it out. Like, you know, all right, I got the iPhone, I got the lens mount. So here's how I set everything up. I used my Fuji XE2 camera, and I mounted this little device that I have. I'll have to share it on the website. Probably put it in the link dump here on the website. But I have this clamp that will hook up to the hot shoe of your camera, and it will be able to hold your smartphone. And so I had that set up so that I can photograph from my iPhone as well as the camera itself.
Nice.
And I thought that would be the best way to photograph with my iPhone without having to take my eyes away from my actual cameras. Well, that didn't work out very well. Because it photographing from, because I'm looking at my SLRs a certain way, and that does not translate to the iPhone at all.
No, it doesn't.
So I was only able to grab a few snapshots, and that was it. Bloody shame, but I gave it a go.
Now, if the iPhone was your only camera, how would you have fared?
Probably pretty good, since I've already done that before.
Yeah.
Me and Keith did that wedding years ago in Connecticut using the iPhone 4s.
Well, using the moment lens.
Oh, using the moment lens. Nothing was wrong with the moment lens. Everything was wrong with the way I was photographing. Okay. So.
And which moment lens was this?
I used both. I went from the telephoto to the wide angle.
Okay.
But I wasn't able to switch out as often as I would have liked because, you know, I'm the lead photographer. Exactly. I couldn't take my attention away for, you know.
You tell the bride and the groom, hold on right there. Let me make changes to my iPhone because I'm experimenting on you guys.
Yeah, it's not something that they want to hear. So
I'm trying to see if this would be good or not.
And the other issue I had was that the lighting wasn't ideal. It was very dark at her parents' house where everybody was getting ready. The church was very dark because it's a New England church, and for some reason, God doesn't like light over here. save your letters, people. This is
No. The priests don't like it.
The priests don't like it either. They keep it as dark as possible for some reason.
That's a throwback.
Ugh. And then the reception, well, everything was happening that I couldn't. Like, they had so much stuff crammed into that, those few hours that I couldn't focus any attention on the iPhone. So I didn't take as much as I'd like to. Hopefully, in March, I'll be able to do something a little bit better.
Yeah.
Testing out the moment lenses. But, yeah, that's all I had. That's my exciting time.
Hmm. Nice. Yeah, I am hesitant to, you know, try out the moment lens. Number one, because my case, I don't think, is really built for it. I have a major divot where the camera lens is, and I think it's meant to be on a flat surface.
Well, I'll be doing a write-up on it on the website pretty soon. Cool. Probably by the end of next week, I'll have it up. I know I've been saying this for a while, but now it's the new year and blah, blah, blah. So with that said, why don't we go into our news just to talk about all the stuff that we'd like to do to the site.
Sure.
News team, assemble!
Well, there's no news on the iPhone front, thank God.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
In about 30 days, we will start our rumor cycle.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I thought it would be good to just take this show, oops. I just crash tested my iPhone, and it worked out well. That was
totally I did mine, planned. But it was on carpet.
We're having such a great time with the community. I think 2014 was really our big year for having great interaction with our audience. And
I think specifically December 2014.
Yes.
Was it December? I thought we started the Facebook group earlier than that.
Well, maybe, but it still, to me, it seems very new.
It is very new.
Yeah, I still like it. Like, well, I'm never not going to like it, but it to me, it's like when you get like a cool new toy or something, and you just can't wait to play with it. That's what our Facebook group is like to me right now.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's constantly growing. We're loving, absolutely loving all the photos that are being shared in there. And it's great to hear from our audience because, you know, it really makes what we do very tangible. And we are very, very grateful to everybody who's participated. And for those of you who don't know, all you need to go do is go into Facebook and do a search for, I believe it's just iPhonography.
Yeah.
The official title of the group is iPhonography, a tiny shutter group. But if you want to use the URL or something, it's facebook.com/groups/tiny shutter. And this is where everyone's posting their photos, posting ideas, posting the latest in specials as far as like apps go. If an app goes on sale, if it goes up for free, you know, everybody's sharing information in there, and it's been really, really awesome to see everybody coming together to see the amount of talent in there. I mean, we do have our Instagram group. You know, anybody who has adds the hashtag Tiny Shutter to a photo will automatically appear in our Instagram group. But I think what sets the Facebook group aside from the Instagram group is that people are adding more of a story to it. I think it's more personal, and where we get to, like with Instagram, we're looking at the photos, but we're not really interacting with anybody.
It takes a lot to interact with Instagram, especially if you're getting a lot of traffic, because sometimes you have to scroll way down to see what somebody wrote. If you're putting a lot of photos on and you have a lot of people who are liking those photos. But on Instagram, I mean, on Facebook, it is, you know, done more in a thread, and most of your stuff, if it's commented on, will rise to the top automatically.
Yeah. And I mean, that was such a breath of fresh air. And you know, we want people to keep on coming, keep on participating, keep on sharing. And it's awesome. It's awesome to see everybody's work. So we have the Facebook group that, you know, that's come alive. And in addition to this Facebook group, we are going to do more with our website. We kind of touched upon it in 2014, where we're going to add more articles, more reviews, things like that. We are definitely going to put the hammer to the nail and actually do it.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is to have it. I mean, because we all have jobs. I mean, realistically, it's jobs very and easy.
Families.
Jobs and families. It's easy to, in comparison, it's easier to jump on a microphone and chat than to actually sit down and put thought to paper or thought to screen in this case. And then from there, we have to format, and then we have to add images, things like that. But we are going to commit to probably 3 articles a month at the very least. And that's going to consist of reviews, like things like the Moment Lens. We're going to review photo tips, apps, review apps. And what I think is cool that we kind of started with our Facebook page is that, you know, anytime we share a photo, we share how we created the photo. And that's something that we're going to do on the website. I think we could go into more depth as to how we created something and just kind of go process by process, photo by photo, and show how we created something. I know, Matt, you've gotten a lot of responses to, you know, because everybody loves the way you post-process your photos, which I got to agree because they're pretty badass.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And then finally, what we are going to do is bring back to life our YouTube channel. We have I think it's youtube.com/tinyshutter. It's as simple as that. Right now we have a few tutorials up there. I think they're all hosted by Keith, our former co-host from years ago. I mean, this is going way back. But we want to have more. We want to have more tutorials up there. We want to have more reviews up there. And by more, I mean actually put them up there. And we're actually going to put the audio podcast up there as well. And the way we're going to do that is, you know, when we get the audio all set for the show, Joe is going to put the audio on the regular feed. That's not going to change. You'll still get it through your podcast app and everything. But in addition, we're going to put the audio feed on the YouTube channel, and we're going to have a slideshow that runs through the audio bits.
Yeah.
So we'll have something visually up there that, you know, won't be just a black screen. So we're going to start with that. I think that's the easiest way to go. And then from there, we'll have like a few minutes here and there reviewing lenses, reviewing apps, you know, things like that.
Yeah, it's a I mean, most of the videos on there range in the, you know, 4 minutes or less. There are a few that are over 9 minutes. Like there's three of them on there, but you know, we're going to keep it nice and simple because I know a lot of people, they can get bored easily, and we want to keep it as interesting as possible. So yeah, I think this will other than the shows, I think any reviews will be, you know, pretty quick and pretty easy.
Yeah. I mean, right now we're just trying to find the proper balance. Again, we're, you know, life is constantly at our heels. So we're trying to find that right balance where we're not ignoring our families, but still contributing more to our audience. It's going to be an exciting year, I hope.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I want to, you know, I have some apps that I want to review and put up and, you know, talk about. There's, you know, I'll mention one, the GroupShot app. I used at my daughter's birthday party, and I had a great two great photos of. One was my daughter was giving a sweet smile, and then my wife's cousin, their daughter, had a sweet smile in another photo, and I was able to use GroupShot to merge the two so that they both had sweet smiles in the same photo.
And, yeah,
you know, that's some of the fun stuff that that is out there that a lot of people don't know about that we want to let you guys know about too. I think I'm going to do that one tomorrow.
There you go.
Because I had done one before, and it was probably about 2-3 years ago, and it was one of the last ones I did on my own blog.
Yeah,
of that. That whole process. Well, cool.
Awesome. Yeah. And then finally, you know, we're just trying to make things, we're going to streamline our live show a little bit more. Right now, Alpha Geek Radio is really awesome, but we're also going to add more options where I'm constructing a place on the website itself that people can go to. And it's going to be a one-stop shop where you'll get the live audio and then the chat room all in one place. It'll go through Alpha Geek Radio, but it'll be on our site. I just have to figure that out.
Yeah.
That's tech stuff.
Yeah.
I used to know how to do this. I did this for the Lens Wipe years ago. And yeah. So
I have faith in you, Mark.
Thank you. I'm glad you do, because yeah. So, all right, that's Tiny Shutter out of the way. That is our foundation that we're working on. We would love to add to that as long as that foundation stays intact. In addition to that, we have some other stuff that we're tinkering with, and I think I'm going to just kind of do a quasi announcement just to see if any of our regular listeners, like our long listeners, I should say, will recognize this. But we used to do a show where it was about photography, and it was a little bit rowdy.
That's where you got most of your mail.
That's where I got most of my mail. That's also where I got most of my co-hosts.
Oh, that's true.
And that's where I found you and Matt. We are going to bring back the Lens White podcast. Now, I say that with an asterisk next to it. We're going to bring it back as a kind of a one-off show. So if something happens in the photography community that's pretty big or pretty outstanding or pretty ridiculous, we're going to do a Lens Wipe episode. So it's going to be infrequent as to when we do the show. And the other asterisk that will go along with it is that it will not have any swearing, I promise.
There goes the mail.
I had a come to Jesus moment with that. And I was listening to a movie review podcast that I was trying out. And it was going well until this one guy comes on and just started swearing up a storm. I'm like, well, that just kind of takes me out of it. I mean, where did that go? Oh. Oh, I see. I get it now. Wow. How did we go 100 episodes?
We scratched and clawed our way to the finish line.
Yeah. So it's kind of fitting that we ended at 100 because 101 is going to be a pretty good reboot.
Nice.
So I'm really looking forward to bringing everybody together on that. So if you like all sorts of photography in addition to iPhone photography, then you'll be able to check that out. The website is lenswipe.net. You can find it on iTunes if you do a search for LensWipe. I highly recommend that you do not look at or listen to any of the old episodes. I can't figure out how I can get rid of them without destroying the feed. So they're going to have to stay up there.
I thought if you just took them off off the Lens White website.
That's a lot of work, and I don't want to do that. I will test it out maybe one weekend. I will go through and just nuke it from orbit.
Purge the file that has all the episodes in it.
God, that's a lot of purging to do, though. I mean, that's 100 episodes scattered around the website.
Oh.
That's true. I might just keep it there for posterity. You know, just to kind of put it on display saying, look how far we've come.
Everything below 101 is, you know, you'll thank us for what we did.
Yeah. So there's that. And then Maude Byrne, who wasn't able to come on the show tonight, who's usually monitoring the chat room, he and I are actually starting a show, a YouTube show, called Chasing Landscapes, and it's going to be we'd like to do it once a month where we go into various places in New England and just have fun photographing landscapes. That's really all it boils down to. I hope it views more exciting than the way I just built it up.
I could do a companion show to your show called Alone in Ohio.
I was thinking of one for South Carolina. Yeah.
You know what? If you guys want to do an episode where you guys are photographing your areas, that's totally cool. I could totally add it to the feed.
Cool. Good luck, Matt.
Thanks.
Matt, I wish you would still live in New England, because Maude and I were both thinking that you would be perfect for the show. You'll have to make a special guest appearance here and there.
That would be awesome.
Mm. Oh, wouldn't it be awesome if I can actually get funding for that thing? Patreon.
There you go.
So yeah, I mean, that's what we have planned for 2015. It's a lot on our plate, but I think we could get it done. Yay. I got nothing now. I went over my quota for talking.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're going to keep this episode a little short. Do you guys have anything else you wanted to mention?
I don't have anything else. All I could say is, if you haven't already, join our Facebook group, become part of the community. We would love to see your photos. We would love to hear what you think about the show. If you have any questions, comments, you know, go to tinyshutter.com. Feel free to leave us messages there. Go to the Facebook group and let us know what you think there. If you do enjoy the show, we don't ask. I don't know when the last time we actually asked. It's been a while, but go into iTunes and leave us preferably a 5-star rating. That'll help us out tremendously.
Scott Fletcher always does it at the end of the show, but.
Oh, he does, but we never ask for it at the beginning of the show.
No.
But it's like, I haven't, to my knowledge, we're the only iPhone photography podcast out there. And
we need to rise above. Oh, wait. No,
rise above.
Yeah.
You know, the ratings always help us out, yeah. And it keeps us relevant in iTunes, and it makes us feel better too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's either that or ask for money in Patreon, and I don't have the cojones to do that yet.
Yeah. Well, before we end out, I wanted to. This isn't really too much on iPhone photography, but. I had mentioned last show that I was looking at getting a particular tablet to try out. And I am actually talking on and recording the show from this tablet. And I wanted to let you guys know what I got. I picked up the HP Stream 7 7-inch tablet, and it's so far done everything that I've wanted it to do. The fact that I can use this tablet to not only do the show on but record it, I am just simply amazed.
I'm actually surprised he's hung on this long.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was thinking, man, this is terrible. I was getting some, you know, pretty crappy audio every once in a while. And I noticed that the bars on my Wi-Fi were low, and I'm like, oh, don't tell me I'm on my work's Wi-Fi. So I clicked over, sure enough, I was. So I clicked over to my Wi-Fi router, and no problems, no hiccups, no nothing. It sounds great. So I was a little concerned about that, but that was my mistake. I forgot to turn it off when I came home. but I'm actually thrilled. The tablet is $99 that you can either get at HP or at Microsoft. And their lowest one is a 32 gigabyte model. And I picked up a case that came with a keyboard for about $30. So altogether, not bad. And with the case came a mini USB to USB adapter that I'm able to plug my microphone into the tablet with. So I highly recommend this. It runs 8.1 Windows. And has a full-on desktop. It's not just the Windows RT. It's full-on Windows. And it's pretty cool. I'm going to write up on that, too.
I'm surprised that you were able to do all this on 1 gig of RAM.
I know. Well, I'm running Super 1010 for recording the show. I'm running desktop Skype. I have desktop, Audacity is on desktop only, and I was really surprised when I started it up and was able to record with it. And I've recorded some audio, or not recorded, but I took audio and ran it through Audacity, and it was about a half hour's worth of audio, and I changed it from a WAV format to an MP3 format, no problems, and was able to upload everything from the tablet. Actually, I took the audio and uploaded it to my iPhone, and then from my iPhone, I uploaded it to the server.
And, right on.
Yeah, so I'm very thrilled with it, I do have to say. And for $99, it's probably the best and cheapest computer that I've ever owned.
Compare that to an iPad.
Compared to an iPad? I don't think I could do any of this. I don't think I can run Skype and record at the same time. I've tried it with my iPhone, and if my iPhone can't do it, I don't believe that the iPad can do it. I do have to say that I'm not a big fan of the Microsoft apps.
No one is.
Yeah, the major software companies like Skype and Netflix and a couple others are good, but everything
Skype
else
is owned by Microsoft, dude.
Right. Yeah. But everything else I'm not a real fan of. That's why I have my iPhone. But I have this case and the keyboard, and it's the size of a notepad, and I can take it with me and not have, you know, the reason why I got this was my computer is a 17-inch HP, and it sticks out of my backpack. I can't even zip my backpack up. But with this, I'll be able to, you know, throw in stuff, throw it in my backpack and go, no problems.
Now, so all right, so you have access to Microsoft's App Store, right?
Yeah.
Like, do they have? Is Snapseed still something that you could get?
No Snapseed.
Can you install another browser?
Yeah, I'm running Chrome.
Oh, okay. So, doesn't Microsoft have Snapseed via Chrome?
Oh.
That would be Google.
Yeah, Google Chrome.
That has nothing to do with Microsoft.
No. But he's running Chrome on his device. So if it's within the browser itself, he should be able to have access
to. Chrome has its own apps.
Yeah.
And let me see if I can. I'm pulling up the apps on Chrome right now.
I would love to see you do a review on that. Like, give it a week and just mess around with that.
I'll hunt it down, and next show I will try to remember to mention if I could find it or not.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's on there. Yeah, I can use the I did try Google Drive and Google Docs on Chrome, and it was slightly buggy on this tablet, but I'm going to have to try other stuff too.
Yeah. Greg in the chat room just mentioned that he believes that Snapseed in the browser was discontinued, but he's not certain.
And you know, I'm thinking that was probably the case, because desktop Snapseed was, I believe, discontinued also.
All right. Thanks, Obama.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Send your mail to Mark Sadowski. Oh.
No, that's the one. God, I don't know. The other thing I've been doing on my Facebook group, not my group, just my Facebook page, is that I haven't purged anybody. I've actually just started to unfollow people. So I'm still friends with them, but I've just blocked so many people.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what I've been blocking. I've been blocking people who have been doing those link bait things, like, you won't believe what happened after this.
Yeah.
Thing. Blocked. Anybody who's shown pictures of mutilated dogs, which apparently people do that. So gone. Anybody who's complaining about any kind of politics, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. Gone. So like everybody's been like the big thing was the Sony hacks over the break, right?
Yeah.
Everyone was just basically blaming Obama for everything. I was like, dude, it's a Japanese company, first of all.
Yeah.
So it's not an American company. And second, it's a private business. Why am I wasting time? Block.
Yeah, it's Obama's fault, and then Obama will blame Bush. So it's even.
Yeah, there you go. It comes. It's what we call the circle of life, Simba. Roll credits.
Yeah.
So I've just did this mass amount of purging, and now my my Facebook when I log into Facebook, it's the first thing that I'm greeted with is literally. Shutter. Is Tiny Shutter's Facebook group. Yeah. Like anybody who's posting in there, first thing I see. If my wife posts pictures of the kids, I'll usually see that. It's pristine. And then tumbleweeds. Glorious, glorious tumbleweeds. Oh, my God. It's like heaven.
Yeah.
I nuked them from Morbit, and it was the only way to be sure.
Yeah. No, I am actually thrilled that when I do go on to Facebook – the first thing I do see is everybody who follows the show.
Yeah.
It brightens up my day.
Oh, Greg in the chat channel just said crickets. Crickets, yes. Glorious, glorious crickets. I understand why Disney made him Pinocchio's conscience.
Yeah. Jiminy crickets.
Exactly. So there we go. What do you say, boys? That's the show?
I do have to say. Matt, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Mark.
I am on Instagram. I am that Polish photographer, and you can always find me in our Tiny Shutter group.
Yeah. And you can find me at Joseph Ferreira on Instagram. And like we said, go to Facebook and look up iPhonography in Facebook, and we will pop up the Tiny Shutter group. Or you can go to tinyshutter.com and find links to our episodes and our show notes. Anything that we, for the most part, talk about on the phone. Oh, on the phone, nice. Anything we talk about on the show, we will put links to. For people to find, so that when you're listening along, you can see what we're talking about. So, all right, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
I think we should get Bill Murray to say,
"We came, we saw, we kicked its ass."
And yeah. And podcasting is back.
God damn it. God damn it. Why? Close it.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.